أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم فإنهم ظالمون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ليس لك من الامر شيء. الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, ليس لك من الامر شيء, you have no authority in this matter. What matter are we talking about? It is the matter about these kuffar of Makkah, these people who have been unjust to the Muslims, those who have killed Muslims, those who were defeated in the battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laysa laka min al-amri shay'un, that you have no authority in this matter. Aw yatuba alayhim, unless Allah forgives them. Aw yu'adhibahum, or Allah punishes them. Fa innahum zalimun, and they are unjust. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling his messenger that if you are even soft with them, you have no authority. Allah is going to forgive them, or Allah is going to punish them. And then the last part of the ayah is the most important. فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Allah is saying that they have been unjust. They are the zalim. So this tells us, this is a very important part. This tells us that Allah knows who has been unjust and who has been on the right path. And this is also a source of peace and tranquility to all Muslims, that Allah knows each and everyone and the actions of each and everyone. So Allah clearly knows the unjust. And this leads to a feeling among the Muslims. And not only in this ayah, Allah mentions in many other ayahs, وَهُمْ لَا يُزْلَمُ, that Allah is never ever going to be unjust. Whoever has done anything right or anything wrong, Allah is going to be just, and Allah will be defending the unjust. So Allah manages things with justice. Therefore, all of us, each one of us, should develop this feeling that Allah is aware of all injustices, injustices, and does justice in all matters. And we learn from hadith as well, from the Quran also, that Allah has his ways of doing justice. So in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one who gives a loss to others, Allah will give him a loss. And the one who puts somebody in difficulty, Allah is going to put him in difficulty. So Allah has his ways of doing justice. So let's say, let me give you an example. If somebody is being unjust to his brother, there are two brothers and they are supposed to share from the inheritance, and one usurps the other one's property, let's say. Now he has been unjust. And Allah has his ways of doing justice. It can be very well possible that the one who has been unjust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away barakah from the property that he has usurped, right? So we don't know how Allah's justice works. Maybe you have been very, very severe on somebody and you've given him a lot of mental strain. Allah is going to give you some mental strain somehow. So we don't understand how this justice works, because Allah knows how it works, but it works. And there have been examples that later on we understand, oh, this is how it happened. So that is why the hadith that we mentioned just a little while ago, that the Prophet ﷺ said that the one who has been, you know, the one to whom injustice has been done, if he stays patient, Allah is going to give him a lot of respect in the eyes of people. So again, Allah is going to make things just. He has his ways of doing this. We don't understand, but this one point, if we understand that nobody can do injustice to us, because there is an entity sitting up there who's looking at each and every one of us's actions. So if somebody is doing injustice to others, he should not think that nothing is going to happen to him. And the one who has been the one to whom injustice has been done should also not think that, okay, this man has more power than me, so he can be unjust towards me. Allah is going to, in some way or the other, Allah is going to bring justice. So if you have this one point in your heart, then this life becomes very peaceful. This is a beautiful lesson of life. Now, if you are somebody who understands this, right, then you will not run after harming others. To me, I am going to do this to him. Right? Because, you know, there is an entity who is going to be just and who's going to make everything according to proper justice. So the one who thinks like this, that there is an entity who is going to do justice, then that person, when he feels that somebody has been unjust to him, will react in these four ways. Those who think this way, those who have a strong iman in this, the justice will be served no matter what by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they feel that something wrong has happened to them or somebody has been unjust to them, then they do one of these four things. And these are the four things that the Prophet ﷺ has also taught us. And the first one of these four things is, the first thing he's going to do is he's going to make an assessment of his own fault. So maybe he thinks that somebody else is at fault and somebody else has been unjust towards him. But maybe you have been more unjust towards that person. So sometimes we have done something wrong, we don't see that, and this whatever wrong the other person is doing, we see that very clearly. And it is human nature that we feel that others are committing big mistakes and we are not committing any mistakes. And the Prophet ﷺ would teach his Sahaba this. So one day, there was a person who came and he complained about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he kept on complaining. And the Prophet ﷺ was sitting with his companions. And even Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sitting with them. And he kept on complaining and complaining and complaining. And the Prophet ﷺ listened to him. And finally, when he stopped, then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "O Prophet of Allah, listen to what I have to say. Whatever he's saying, it is actually not true. I'll tell you what is true." And the Prophet ﷺ got up and started leaving. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu He was surprised. He asked the messenger, O Prophet of Allah, will you not listen to me? You heard whatever he said. Now, are you not going to listen to what I have to say? And the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Bakr, when he was complaining about you, there was an angel who was answering from your side. Now you've started answering, the angel has left. And if the angel has left, then I also want to leave. So in this is a lesson the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach his sahaba, his companions, that you should show sabr. You should not react immediately. So sabr is also important. So when somebody thinks that somebody is being unjust to you, then he does these four things. The first thing is assessment of your own fault. And one of the Sahabis, he came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he complained. He said, O Prophet of Allah, my slave, he doesn't listen to me. And sometimes he also steals. And sometimes he does exactly the opposite of what I tell him to. So because he's like this, I'm very upset at him. And he has wronged me. He has been very unjust towards me. So sometimes I also become, upset at him. And sometimes I even beat him. And this companion was sure that the injustice is from the slave side. So he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, what is going to happen for all the injustices that he's doing? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied, well, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to gather, or is going to add up all the injustices that he has done. And Allah will also gather or add up all the injustices that you have done. And if his injustices have been more than yours, then you will have the opportunity of taking from his good deeds. And if your injustices have been more, then Allah will give him the opportunity to take from your good deeds. Now, when this companion heard this for the first time, he thought about this, that it could be other ways too. That maybe I am being more unjust, or I am being more unjust towards him. So for the first time, he realized that I could be unjust as well. And he screamed and he fell on the ground unconscious. And after a long while, he came back to his senses. And when he came back to his senses, he told the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, I have realized that I could be wrong as well. And maybe on the day of judgment, he will have the upper hand. So, O Prophet of Allah, you be witness to the fact that I am freeing my slave. So those who think that there is an entity who is up there and who will never let injustice happen, will always sum up things to justice, they will do these four things. The first one is assessment of your own fault. And the second one is to do sabr. And sabr is a beautiful thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, sabrun jameel. Sabr is a beautiful thing. Why is sabr a beautiful thing? That the reward for sabr is enormous. You see, enormous. So the reward for sabr is enormous. So this is a mistake there. In any case, so the reward for sabr is enormous. Why do we say the reward for sabr is enormous? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. The one who does sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. Now, attaining the love of Allah is not an easy thing. The mashayikh have spent many, many years fasting to gain this love of Allah. The mashayikh have spent many years praying tahajjud to gain this love of Allah. The mashayikh have spent many, many years guarding their gaze to gain this love of Allah. So it is not an easy thing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you do suffer, then you get this love of Allah. So those who show sabr are people of intellect. They're intelligent people because they will do something for a few minutes and they will gain a reward which will be spanning over millions of years. So sometimes shaitan tricks us. No, you should show tit for tat, right? How dare he say this to me? I'm going to say something even worse than what he said. And I will punish him, right? This is what we say. And sometimes we say this about our wives. The amount of disrespect she has shown towards me, she should be punished. So when we do this, we are being unintelligent. Because if we show sabr, Allahu Akbar, the reward is just unbelievable. In the hadith, it comes on the day of judgment, Allah is going to gather all the people who have done sabr once in such a way that tears came out of their eyes. All these people will be gathered and Allah will tell the angel, take them into Jannah even before the accountability process has started. So this is the reward for sabr. So if you have to do sabr for something, okay, somebody has been unjust towards you. The reward for sabr is huge. That is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that among all the favors that you get, among all the favors and all the good things that you have, the biggest of these things is sabr. So among all the favors, all the ni'mas that you have from Allah, the biggest one of them all is sabr. We feel that a big house is a very big ni'mat of Allah. Or a nice car is a big ni'mat of Allah. If I have a very nice job, it is a favor of Allah. Wallahi, this sabr is even a better and a bigger favor of Allah. So you have to do sabr. And the Prophet ﷺ used to teach his sahaba this sabr. So those people who have this understanding that Allah is watching and Allah will be just, and Allah will somehow bring the other one to justice. And then when he feels that somebody has done an injustice to him, he will first make his own assessment. And the second thing is he will do sabr. That, okay, fine. He has done this. But let me just do sabr. I will get a better reward. I have seen with my own eyes, young kids or people who go to college, they stay up the whole night studying because they have exam next day, right? So they give up on their sleep. They become a little sick also. So they forbear this trouble, this difficulty for one night because they have an exam tomorrow, because they understand if I go through this trouble for one night, the rest of my life is going to be very, very settled. Same is the case with sabr. Sabr we have to do for just some time. But the reward is for billions of years. So intelligent people will always be people of sabr. Unintelligent people will be people who will lose sabr. That is why the Prophet ﷺ said, among the names that you have, the best one is sabr. But it's not easy actually to do sabr. Sometimes, you know, people blast. So it's not easy to control this nuclear blast inside of us, right? So it is not easy, but it is something that one has to do. One has to understand. One has to brainwash ourselves that we should be doing sabr. And the third thing is the one who knows that there is an entity who will bring everyone to justice. Nobody can be unjust to me because my Lord is sitting up there to make things equal for everyone. And he will forgive others easily. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ used to teach his companions. The Prophet ﷺ said that the one who forgives others easily, Allah will forgive him easily. In fact, the one who has hatred for others in his heart. And he does not want to forgive others for the wrongdoings that others have done. Somehow or the other, he becomes the worst creature on earth. Can you believe this? Because the Prophet ﷺ has said that the one who has hatred for others in his heart, on the night of Laylatul Qadr, every person's dua will be accepted except for this person who has hatred in his heart for other Muslims. So if you don't forgive others easily, then not only you are a bad person, you are from among the worst of creatures. That is why the Prophet ﷺ said, if somebody realizes that he has done a mistake and he comes up to you and he says, please forgive me. And you say that, no, I don't forgive you. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, if you don't want to forgive him, then don't come to my house on the day of judgment. So the one who knows that there is an entity who will be making justice for each and every one of us, who's micromanaging our affairs, he will do these three things. First, he will make an assessment of his own faults. Second, he will show sabr. And third, if he knows that somebody has done wrong and it has been proven, and if he asks for forgiveness, he forgives. And then the fourth thing, this is slightly difficult for people like us. This is the thinking of the mashayikh. But if you gain this type of thinking, then this is the best. This makes life easiest. And what is it? That the mashayikh, they think that if somebody has been unjust towards them, it is because of a sin that they have committed. So they will not say that, okay, such and such person has disrespected me, or such and such person has lied to me. They will say, because of my own faults, this person has become unjust towards me. So we will have no anger for anyone, no hatred for anyone. Their anger will be for themselves. Then why did I disobey Allah so that this person, now Allah has made him unjust towards me? SubhanAllah. This is a beautiful way of thinking. And then life becomes very easy. You have no hatred for no one. The only hatred you have is for your own sins. But this is a difficult way of thinking. The Anbiya used to think like this. And the Mashayikh, the Awliya Allah, these are the people who think like this. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was put in. The fish had swallowed him. So he was inside the stomach of a fish. It was very difficult. It was dark. And he was a Nabi of Allah. He was a prophet of Allah. Now, these prophets of Allah, they don't commit any sins. So sinless life. And here you are in such a difficult situation in the stomach of a fish. So he could have said to Allah, oh Allah, I've spent all of my life calling people to Allah. I have never committed any sin, oh Allah. So now you've put me in this trouble. Please take me out of this trouble. And this is something, some fair way of saying, but he did not say this. Instead, the Anbiya, their way of thinking is different. He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntum min az-zalimin. There's no God but you, and you are pure. Oh Allah, I have been unjust towards myself. In other words, I have committed big sins. That is why I've landed in the stomach of a fish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descended on this beloved prophet of Allah because of these beautiful words that he said. This is a beautiful way of thinking. This is the thinking of the Mashayikh. And Allah was so happy with Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. He took him out of the stomach of the fish, but at the same time, he made these words part of the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that the one who's going to read this ayah, Allah is going to make difficulties easy for that person. So this is a beautiful thing. And this is the way. This is what the student of the Quran should learn, that this is what I have to attain. That whenever some difficulty comes towards me, or people are being unjust towards me, I should think like this, that this is because of my own sins. And when you attain this, then you actually become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who thinks that Allah is micromanaging all our affairs, he will never ever let injustice happen, then these are the four things that he will do. Whenever he feels that somebody is being unjust towards him, I will stop here and do the translation one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laysa laka minal amri shay'un. You have no authority in this matter. Aw yatuba alayhim, unless Allah forgives them. Aw yu'azzibahum, or Allah punishes them. Fa innahum zalimun. And surely they are unjust. So we'll stop here and we'll make dua. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa amalan mutaqabbala wa lisanan zakira wa qalban khashi'a wa rizqan wasi'a wa shifa'an min kulli da. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala ahlihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.